out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting you right in the ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. All those fucking apps that are out there, we're everywhere. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Thanks for joining us, however you're taking us in. We're tickled wet about it.
Jeez.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and thanks for tuning into the crabs, guys.
Oh, Viva. Dear God. Okay, the soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
La Resistance.
Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Put yourself on pause for Jim Baker.
I went to theater school.
The problem is I hit that button, and sometimes there's a momentary delay before it plays.
Oh, yeah, so I don't care.
My perfectly timed...
Right. It's fine.
...in the silence ends up interrupting you.
Yes. Doesn't bother me in the least.
Tweet us during the show if you like, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
Where all the cool kids hang out. And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you could toss us a bone? A shekel or two.
Toss me a bone or a shekel.
Keep your bones to yourselves.
Yeah, yeah. What about a halfpenny?
Well, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Oh, yeah. Those don't even exist anymore, right? Because of the euro.
No. Well,
they're still around.
Well, the British still use their pounds and
hello.
Shit.
Hello, I didn't know that.
But the halfpenny, I think, went bye-bye.
Sad. We still have fucking pennies. What's up with that?
Yeah, for I don't know what good reason.
Yeah, right.
People can't part with their pennies though. Every
for
time,
wishes.
Every time it's been floated. Like, well, why don't we get rid of these? Because you know we don't. Let's just round up to the nearest nickel. And people are like, oh, gasp.
Oh God. Fuck off. Assimilation.
All kinds of shit going on. A little cold going on here.
Oh, yes.
So if I sound a little coughy, sniffly, just annoying. Or it might be allergies.
Who knows?
You said allergies are bad in this part of town.
Oh, yes. Everyone's complaining something about, hey, it's got to be climate change. It's all kind of spores and bullshit floating about in the atmosphere. What the fuck are we supposed to do about it?
Maybe these hurricanes are bringing Mexican viruses to us. Mexicans! Oh, more Mexicans are coming!
We gotta build that wall to protect us from the viruses!
Did you see the prototypes?
Yeah, yeah, I put that up
so
on...
so ridiculous.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yeah, are there like 8 of them? Are 8... finalists, everyone, in the Miss Sexy Wall contest.
Yeah, file this under shit that's never going to fucking happen. You know, it's not going to be a fucking wall.
And you notice they keep saying, well, you know, the taxpayers did not pay for these prototypes. These are the bidding companies.
Have
been kind enough to.
Well, I mean, I got it. If I was one of these design companies, and I was bidding on the contract to build a wall, I'd sink some money in on that.
Shit, yeah. Billions of dollar contract.
Why no beaded curtains? Why no bamboo on those prototypes? I noticed that.
Well, and they're so stupid. And I guess they're going to run. I guess they're going to throw Mexicans at it and say, here, climb this. See if you can climb it.
See if you can dig under.
I swear to God, they are going to test. They're going to test to see how easy they are to get over, under, etc.
We've assembled a group of the wiliest of Mexicans.
I know. It's just
good
amazing.
Good God. Who the fuck are we? What is this country? It's fucked up.
We pick on Gold Star Widows and
Oh, that's just all fucking horrendously. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Even after, and Kelly, even after being proven wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Proved.
Yes.
Proved it wrong.
Chief of Staff Kelly is just like the rest of them in that White House.
A little bit of a dick. A little bit of a dick.
Yeah. I mean, the good guy in the White House propping up Trump. That's a myth. That's a fucking myth.
Well, the adult.
The adult in the
room. I guess
we
don't have to say he's good, but he might prevent Trump from pressing the button.
I know, I guess, but that sort of seems like something white liberals believe in to make us all feel better.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know.
Could be. Christmas stuff out at the dollar store, by the way. A whole aisle.
Are you kidding me?
Whole aisle.
Oh, my God.
At the Dollar General here in Florida.
Oh, shit.
One of my favorite things, along with the Waffle House.
Oh, yes. I love that, too.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines today. We'll get to all the fun shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
And Pola, Florida. Dateline, October 23rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Jeez. Your headlines.
You rat bastards.
Oh, poor Glenn.
Yeah, who is that? I don't even remember him anymore.
I saw his name in an article over the weekend. I was reading about Dildo Riley and his travails, which we'll get to in a moment or two. But
that's funny.
The one of the media pundits was comparing Dildo Riley to Glenn Beck now as saying, well, he's being pushed into marginalization. Because they're talking about this, I don't know, he's doing a angry white old fuck tour. I don't know what you call whatever the hell he's doing. And who goes to see Bill O'Reilly talk at a event or like a stadium?
I don't fucking know.
Fuck? Miller opening for him?
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Good
is that
God.
True?
I hope they're handing out cyanide capsules.
Stephen Miller is opening for him?
Dennis Miller.
Oh, my God.
Equally as funny.
Oh, I forgot about that. You know what it's like seeing Cirque du Soleil, except there's no circus, there's no Soleil, there's just a bunch of fucking racists.
Was there something wrong with me? At one point, I swear to God in my life, I thought Dennis Miller was funny, like 1,000 years ago.
Well,
was he? Or am I just, was I an asshole back then?
No, well, I think back then it was, the 80s, the 90s? I don't know, whichever. And
1880s?
Yeah, and I think both parties were pretty moderate, and we didn't have the internet to really expose maybe just how racist we were here.
Right.
And I think we just didn't pay attention to the politics of these entertainers as much as we used
That's
to,
true.
Because fuck it, you know, we were all a little insulated because nobody knew what the fuck was going on. There's no Twitter, there's no Facebook, you know, and... And so Dennis Miller had some, you know, politics that were a little right-leaning. It was kind of funny and interesting.
Right. But well, he had that snobby thing going on, that intellectual snob that uses references that nobody knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, that was kind of funny. But now, you know, I don't know how you open for somebody like Bill O'Reilly, a rapist, alleged, whatever, conservative, woman-hating, dickbag. I don't know how... anyone with any kind of soul can say, oh, I enjoy Dennis Miller's comedy. How do you listen to it?
Yeah, even his delivery. Yeah. No, it just seems like he's over it, like was over it 20 years ago. Like, there was a certain I don't know. There was something funny about him back in the day when he would deliver those. You know, it's right. Like Sisyphus trying to push it up the hill, you know, or whatever the hell.
Well, you know what, man?
Everybody knows Sisyphus. I would have to come up with something infinitely more obscure. But now he's just like, that's like Sisyphus pushing up the hill.
Well, you know, aside from his horrendous politics and just his general shittiness, to him, I would say, God, fuck off, man. This guy's got a charmed comedy career and he's just pissing it away. Could you imagine phoning it in front of an audience, a huge crowd, just reading off your list?
A fun thing to listen to when you're not listening to Crab Diving or any of the great other stuff here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 listen to the Majority Report on a Friday sometime when...
That's with Sam Cedar?
With Sam Cedar when what's that comic's name from Last Comic Standing? It was one of the judges.
Andy
Kindler.
Kindler.
When Kindler's on.
Funny.
Who's hilarious. Giant lib. Right. And they start, both of them know and worked with Dennis Miller in the past. And righteously and rightfully loathe and despise him now. And they sometimes play, like, when he'll call into Dildo's. He was on Dildo's new podcast, right? And they were playing a section of it, and it was horrible, the two of them. Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller. Horrible.
I guess at night he goes to sleep and all his money. But then they make fun of him.
Yeah.
He's just so fucking rich, and so maybe he doesn't give a shit. But God, what a sellout punk-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, but there's a certain...
So uncool about.
You know, it drives him nuts, though. Like, he's enraged about these accusations. And I really want to know how
Dildo.
Oh, I really want to know how these NDAs work. When non-disclosure agreements, when you're settling something in court, a lot of times they'll say, well, we're settling, but we're not admitting any guilt.
Oh, yeah, right.
But this last one was we'll talk about it now, $32 million to one person.
Holy shit.
$32 million settlement to one person. And there's no way you can call that a nuisance payoff. That's what they were talking about earlier on the telly. There's no way that this is, look, it's going to cost us. So it's going to cost us all this in legal fees. We'll pay you $100,000. Shut up. Go away.
$32 million.
Well, you know, was a settlement.
You know what's funny about that number? Just that number in general. Why not 30? You know, how do you even... I was listening. I overheard a conversation last night at this little bar in Pensacola, which is like, you remember that cantina?
Snooping. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Overheard eavesdropping the cantina in Mos Eisley's on Dangerine. It's just like that, except with the rednecks. And I was listening to someone talk about that settlement. And this guy said, and I quote, "I wonder what you get to do for $32 million.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't know if that's... I don't know.
She said non-consensual sexual activity was one of the allegations.
Oh, Jesus Christ. How horrible. Hey, Fox News. I mean, but how
Dildo's
the
out,
fuck?
Dildo's out saying it was a smear job. It's just for the money. Isn't that
$32 million?
Wouldn't part of the agreement be that you can't smear them either, you fucking asshole?
Yeah.
So he gets to go out and say, she's just a lying whore out for my money.
But
she can't say anything that he did to her, probably, because he'll turn around and sue her for all the money back.
This is about a woman who supposedly dragged his wife down the stairs. Is that correct? And he dragged her by the hair down the fucking stairs?
Oh, Dildo. Yeah.
Dildo did
right.
that. That's who we're talking about, Bill.
Yeah, but not. This isn't his wife. This is a different woman.
Right, I know. But I'm saying the same guy that would drag his wife down the fucking stairs.
Choked her and dragged her down the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
According to...
Right. I don't think he would have a problem smearing someone. So.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey, fate.
HuffPost.
Yes.
The headline. There's a big giant photograph of Dildo O'Reilly.
Oh, okay.
And one of his accusers, the headline says, O'Reilly accuser still terrified of Fox News.
So Fox News and Bill O'Reilly probably scared the living shit out of her.
Juliet Huddy, former Fox News employee who accused Bill O'Reilly of sexually harassing her in 2011, said today she's still terrified of the network after the lengths it went to in order to protect him and discredit her.
Wow.
Just like the Weinstein
company.
Yeah. She said she talked to Megyn Kelly over at NBC, so four people watched it. You know that you're just as one person that's about to go up against literally a machine, she said.
I mean, it's a huge news network.
The fear of retaliation holds you back against taking action sometimes, she says. So all these assholes out there are like, why are they just coming forward now? They just want money and fame. Fame.
You think that's how anybody would want fame?
Oh,
going
God.
Up against that big, scary...
Yeah, Roger Ailes?
Machine.
Yes, I want to be famous for Roger Ailes wanting to diddle me.
God damn.
And we
heard about like what the culture was like at Fox. Didn't a bunch of news reports come out that it's really like Caligula?
Yeah.
I mean,
I miss those days.
I mean, fear, intimidation. You don't think she was visited by some creep? We're talking about all this money. She's not visited by some creeps like you better keep your mouth shut or ..
Right. She finally did take action, wrote a letter that her lawyer sent to Fox News in August 2016. Within weeks, she agreed not to sue and instead accept a six-figure settlement.
You know, yeah. And you know what, man? What really bothers me about this, whenever shit like this happens, people always question the victim's motives. Like, why are they coming out? Why didn't they go to the police? Why did they wait so long? And I always think, why the fuck are you up this person's ass? They're the victim. Why all of that shit never happened?
Conservatives do blame the victims.
Yeah, it's
for everything.
Your fucking business. It's
poor
none
people,
of your business.
Poor people, LGBTQ.
Oh, yes. God.
She blames Fox's human resource department for protecting the bosses, not the employees.
Well, that's every human resource department, though. Let's be honest.
Well, right. I mean, welcome to capitalism. Welcome to America.
Right. You think a human resource department that's paid by the corporation
is out for you?
Fuck no.
That's why you have unions. That's why you have unions. And guess who hates the unions? Human resources.
Absolutely.
Hate the union people and the union reps.
Wow.
The number of sexual harassment cases involving O'Reilly continues to grow. He paid longtime analyst Liz Wiehl, W-I-E-H-L,
yes,
$32 million
bam,
to settle in a newly revealed sexual harassment suit, which the New York Times reported on. But the New York Times also reported the interesting timing was
right.
This settlement of $32 million was his settlement. It wasn't. Fox didn't settle with him.
Meaning Bill paid out of his
dildo.
Own pocket. Okay.
But Fox News wasn't like, hey, what was that settlement about during contract renegotiation times?
Would they have
It was like it never happened.
Would they have known about it? I mean, it was
they probably knew about it, yeah.
Yeah. Would you want to know, like, if you're investing in a personality for your news network, I'd want to know if they paid out $32 million. I mean, the horrific shit must have went on.
That makes six sexual harassment suits settled by either the anchor or the company, totaling $45 million.
Hey, all you Trumpalos out there that watch Fox News religiously, I'm going to ask a dumb question. Does this bother you or no? You don't give a fuck.
No.
They don't care. Oh, God, you pieces of shit.
The HuffPost says the company heads were aware of the settlements, yet still decided to go ahead with contract renegotiations with him earlier this year, to a four-year extension for a roughly $25 million annual salary.
Holy fucking God, dude. I mean, this is nuts. You
O'Reilly,
can invest 4 years in a guy who just paid $32 million.
Right? After... Roger, that was after the Ailes scandal. And after, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's after the head of the news bailed too, or had to leave. But the Ailes thing had definitely already happened.
Yeah.
So the culture of the rapey culture had been exposed over there. Yet they still.
It didn't bother them. Like, you know?
He's their ratings guy. He was their ratings guy.
I just don't understand that. Because now they don't have their ratings guy.
Well, Hannity.
They don't have
Bill Hannity and fucker Carlson.
God, I mean, I just don't get it. I don't understand why at that point you don't say, hey, I don't want to invest in a guy for 4 years. It just who the fuck knows what he did. I don't want this guy associated with my network.
O'Reilly vehemently denies the accusations, claiming they're malicious.
What do you do if you're a female and you work for Fox News and your company awards a contract to a guy that had to pay someone $32 million in a lawsuit?
Payouts by Fox News' parent company go beyond O'Reilly. Almost $100 million in settlements have gone to scores of women who have lodged complaints against several male employees at the network.
How much?
Over almost $100
million. $100 million fucking dollars. So let's take then, out the horrendousness of what happened. Let's just think about the money for a second. So Bill O'Reilly made Fox News and all these like fucking pervs made Fox News so much money that it's worth $100 million?
Well, I think the shareholders might have had something to say about that, which is why these people are ultimately getting kicked out is because the shareholders are like, hey, what? $100 million.
Right. We don't have a problem with anything they did, but Jesus Christ, that money. Oh, my God.
That includes $20 million payout last year to former anchor Gretchen Carlson.
Jeez.
There you go.
I mean, what happens when you work a news desk at Fox and the Weinstein story comes across your desk? I mean, how do they report on it not look like dickheads? How do they...
Well, you saw it NBC and Rachel Maddow even threw her own network under the bus when she had Ronan Farrow on.
Yeah.
And she was like, wait, why is... Who did he break the story with? Was it New Yorker or something like that? New York Magazine, New Yorker. But whoever he broke the story with, Vanity Fair maybe? I forget which one.
Oh, shit, man.
Ronan Farrow broke the story. But he's still a correspondent with NBC.
Right.
And she said, I do have to ask you this question. Why didn't you put it on NBC? And he said... I offered it to them. They knew about it.
Holy shit. So why the fuck wouldn't they want to run it?
Somebody's buddies with somebody who is buddies with Weinstein. Maybe the CEO of NBC Universal plays golf with Weinstein.
That's got to be it.
That's kind of what they were hinting at. But I was surprised Maddow went after her parent company like
that. When you have enough money... Tone and MSNBC or Fox or whatever. That can't be a huge circle of fuckers, right? It's not a big group of people. They probably all know each other.
Oh, the major shareholders? Of course. They all are on each other's boards and shit.
Right.
Boards. So that's it. That's the headline over at the HuffPo is about former Fox employee who's still afraid.
God damn.
Of Fox News.
So is Dennis Miller still opening for Bill O'Reilly? Still opening for Dildo?
I think so, yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, he's Dennis Miller. I know that, you know, he's garbage and he's not like, you know, Dave Chappelle or some, you know, normal comedian that you want to go out and watch. But doesn't he care? Doesn't he care a little bit? Does he have
Dennis Miller?
Does he have no shame is what I'm saying?
No, it's gone.
God.
It's obviously gone.
Oh. I mean, because that's the... That is, to me...
Join Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller on their nationwide 2017 tour.
God, this is so...
This is one show you do not want to miss.
Oh, I want to miss it. I don't want to go. I'll tell you why I don't want to go. Number one, the content's going to be garbage. Number two, I don't want to be in a stadium with all those people buying tickets to see Dildo Riley. How many women go to this? Do any women?
I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. Came here for just to see this show. 13th wedding anniversary. My wife got it for me.
What? The fuck?
His wife got him a ticket to go see O'Reilly. She hates you. Your wife hates you.
I mean, would you feel comfortable hanging around all these... Dude, if I went to this fucking thing, I would be like, don't leave me by myself around all these freaks, these Krakens that want to go see Dildo O'Reilly.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's got a gun, you know.
Creepy. I'm such a big fan.
It's just great to hear both of them.
What?
They're very funny, and We need them in our lives.
What?
There's too many other voices that are out there, and we need the counter voices, the common sense voices.
Flying has turned into a grim scene, hasn't it? Everybody's angry as hell, kind of like you can just sense the tension. They've cut the seats back to like bobsled runs, you just sit.
What is that, Dennis Miller?
That's Dennis Miller.
Oh, he didn't give a shit. You're
after
right,
30 years of Xanax.
He didn't care. You're right.
Listen to that.
That sounds like Xanax.
Doesn't care.
Doesn't give a
lithium
fuck.
Down, maybe?
Let me ask you something. That person that you played earlier, was that a woman?
Prior to Dennis Miller, that was a woman saying we need him in our lives.
We need Bill O'Reilly in our lives?
We need more people like them in our lives. Common sense.
Was it a sexual harassment lawsuit? Is that the $32 million? Is that how you refer to that money that was paid?
Yes.
God. Why do you need that guy in your life? Like, to me, that's the if you go to the Wikipedia page for who you don't need in your life, he would be there. $32 million sexual harassment lawsuit. You need that guy in your life? For what?
Friday, December 15th, 8 p.m. at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. You can go see.
Oh, my God.
Dennis Miller.
What?
Oh, you can get a VIP pass.
What? Whores.
The VIP experience includes.
Oh, my God.
A meet and greet with Bill and Dennis.
Oh, shit.
Great seats near the front of the venue, which I just saw a story over the weekend of a journalist who went to a dildo experience.
Yes, the dildo experience.
And he was like, fuck this. I'm getting the cheapest seats I could.
It was
in the third balcony, and they moved everybody down to the front because there was nobody fucking there. And he said second, third row, empty seats. Whole show.
Well,
whole show, empty seats in the second, third row.
I mean, what? I have so many thoughts about this, but what actually happens?
You just heard Dennis Miller opening for this fucker.
is there like a is there a dance crew that comes out? You know, is there?
I don't think so. I think it's a couple of angry old white guys.
There's no pizzazz to this. There's no showmanship. There's no like little dance number.
Did you hear the delivery of Dennis Miller just now?
How does anyone enjoy
it? Cut the seats back to like bob,
like bobsled. Experience.
What does that mean, though? What is a bobsled experience, and how do I avoid it?
Well, you know how people sit in bobsleds. You gotta.
A joke that hardly anyone's there, and there's only like three
no. He's
rows
talking
deep.
About what it's like. He's talking about flying. Meanwhile, how hacky?
God,
this airline experience.
Oh yeah, you know I.
What the airline fuck? Experience.
How does he? I don't even get it. To me, I would be, God, if I'm Dennis Miller and I was on Saturday Night Live, I have this long storied career. I'm going to go talk about, I'm only touring and talking about shit I am passionate about. I want to go fucking
apparently
do some badass stand up comedy. He can't care about that. There's no way he cares about that.
Bobsled experience.
What the fuck are you talking about? Wake up! Damn, he's on a lot of Xanax.
It's so bad. I mean, maybe he's got high blood pressure and he's.
I just don't know.
Got his pills.
Yeah, double
slowing
up on
him down
those
a little
pills
bit.
Or something. And
then cut what? The seats back to like bobsled runs. You know, you're just sitting in there. Everybody's wired for sound. I'm to the point now where I don't even fly commercial. I just I got this. Industrial power stapler gun, and I just put a twine handle on my forehead and go on UPS. And
well, I mean, I could see how that might be funny. I mean, the idea of stapling a twine, you know what I mean? Like, I kind of get that. I just, it sucks. God, this is horrible. You know what?
This is on their tour. This is on the BillO'Reilly.com tour page. This is their come see us.
That's the promo?
This is the promo.
He's got a promo talking about how I'm going to staple a twine, piece of twine in my fucking head.
That's his A material.
Well, holy shit.
Maybe he doesn't want to save it. You know, he doesn't want to blow the really hilarious stuff.
I'm not blowing my wad here, motherfuckers. I got that twine handle material. I'll let you enjoy that. Damn, I mean, you know what he sounds like? He sounds like the worst fucking open mic comedian I've ever heard in my life, reading from the shittiest notes on the face of the fucking earth.
Not a great delivery, yeah.
Because it's grim, man. Can we make it as hard to get into our country as it is to get off your plane?
Pandering white.
There we go.
Pandering white fuck.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
Are we going to kill Mexican tonight?
Oh, God. Honestly, Dennis Miller, Jimmy Fallon.
Are we having a lynching?
Oh, my God. You know, that's so disgusting.
Why don't we make it as hard to get into our country as it is to get off a plane?
Yeah, you know, damn, he's not cool. He's not even not cool. Okay. He's a total dickhead.
Oh, good God. This is a 6-minute promo. And
I mean, I'm just thinking about
fast forwarding. I'm 3.5 minutes. It's still Miller. When does Dildo show up?
If you would have asked me, this is a weird way to think, but God, if you would have asked me, when was Dennis Miller a badass? In the early 90s, wasn't he?
Yeah, maybe. Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
Comics that are much more cooler than Dennis Miller right now. Carrot Top, infinitely cooler.
Making more money than most.
Yeah, I mean, everyone. I just...
Yeah.
Is Phyllis Diller alive?
I've laughed at Carrot Top. No, she's not.
Oh, she was awesome. You know what? I'm sorry. That's shitty. I don't even mean to compare Phyllis Diller to this fucking right-wing nut job fascist dick mouth.
But so far, you know, I see some things I don't like. I see some other things I do like. I like him doing these gang members in, stuff like that. I see some pragmatic stuff.
Is this the act? Is this his act?
Yeah.
I brought 8 guys. I'm an owner of my own business, corporation, and I'm glad that I brought everybody here. It's been fantastic.
If I was producing a show that I charge tickets for, and I'm listening to that on stage, I am sending people. I'm tackling him,
that
and
guy,
I am dragging him off by his fucking hair into the wings.
That guy brought his whole company of 8 employees to come see Dildo and Dennis.
Oh my God! What company?
I don't know.
Make swastikas?
Well, he's a middle-aged white guy.
Oh yes,
he'll just tell you that.
My wife got me tickets to see Dildo Riley.
Probably working. You know, he probably owns like a contractor's business or something. I mean, he looks like a working guy coming out to see Dildo and fucking Dennis Miller. Here's Dildo.
A million years, I never thought the man would win. In a million years. But I knew it would be entertaining for him to try. And my ratings would go up. And since I'm just a shallow guy, I said, yes!
You just miss him. He should be back on the air.
No, he's better.
Just listening to him talk and everything he has to say, just love him.
What a great sense of humor. He's got quite a stand-up act. We are here basically because I'm really concerned about our country. I'm concerned about the disrespectful treatment of our duly elected president.
Fuck
the
you.
Disrespectful treatment. You mean Obama?
Can I? Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes, sure.
I believe he was disrespectfully treated.
I mean, you know, let's just pretend for a second that Obama wasn't born in Kenya. Is that dickhead? Let me is that person white that we just played?
I've been trying, trust me. I've been scanning the crowds trying to find a non-white.
What the fuck?
What brown person's going to go see O'Reilly and Miller?
I mean, really, what any kind of human being, but real, they're females that women went to this. Women.
Yeah, sure. You heard that one.
What is
they're
what do you think happens when you see Bill O'Reilly? I guess you sit down, he comes out, you know, from one of the wings of the stage. He's in a suit, probably. Does he sit down at a mock-up of a stupid desk from his dumbass Fox show? What are you looking at over there? Vile experience. Just saw something mind-boggling. I can tell. What? What is it?
I clicked on the ticket prices for the Spin Stops Here tour.
Oh, I'm vomiting. Kate, clean this up.
The December 15th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. The cheapest ticket.
Yes.
Is $96. $96.
What?
And Dennis Miller gets up there and does that.
You know.
Fuck him.
Honestly.
Seriously.
If you're going to I want to list these people that bought tickets. I really do, because I mean this, I'm speaking in pure hyperbole here, this is all fiction, but those people I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If I'm in charge, little black vans go. I got a list of fuckers. There's something wrong with you. I don't want to walk around in a society with a person that spends $90 to see Bill O'Reilly. That person is mentally fucked up.
How about donating that to Puerto Rico?
The ACLU. Do something good.
That's the lowest price ticket.
Shut the fuck up. I thought that was a high end.
The range.
God damn it.
I wonder if this is the VIP.
This shit makes me really hate people because I can't imagine. Think of other events that you would spend $90. That's the cheapest seat. Is that what you just
$96.
Said? $96. $96. Oh, my God. I think you could go see the Cubs play, you know, during the regular season on the field. I think you can act for $96. You can ride in a backpack on the back of Chris Bryant while he fucking plays. Or you can go see Dildo O'Reilly suck off Dennis Miller. Oh, God. I mean, fuck this.
$96 to $504.50. $504.50.
Wow. What happens? Hey, okay, I'm going to go see Bill O'Reilly for $504. When I get there, where's my seat? How's it happen? What do I get? Do I get drinks all night?
Couldn't you get the girlfriend experience for a night for $504.50?
I get to penetrate Bill O'Reilly rectally with my big thumb for that. That's a lot of money. $504.
Put it under my moob.
Okay, so what happens is I sit in my seat, and we know this from previous episodes of Crab Diving.
What else is on the seat?
Dennis Miller, yeah, big dildo. Dennis Miller comes out and does a stand-up, and he reads from a notebook, right?
Right, until I charge the stage and try to rip $504.50 off of him.
I am going to riot. I mean, do they have riots at this show for people to pay $500?
Far too old.
They're not going to riot. I can barely fit in this one seat. Hold on a second. Let me riot for a second. There's so many.
VIP tickets start at $575.
VIP. What?
Meet and greet with Bill and Dennis. Great seats near the front of the venue. Autographed gift to bring home. And a picture with Bill and Dennis. Bring your camera.
Yes.
Oh, they've got to be charming as fuck during that VIP experience.
They must hate it.
Having to take pictures with these people.
Does it occur to anyone seeing these that the reason the tickets are so pricey is because this rapey fucking dickhead has to pay off all these lawsuits?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
He doesn't have the taxpayers paying the lawyers Trump does.
Oh, God. God, we are the grossest. We are the fucking grossest. Hey, does it have his where he's playing and his tour? I mean, where he goes?
Yeah.
Where was that? In Mississippi?
Caesar's Palace in Vegas.
God, never go there. Don't go there. Don't go to any of these venues that host this motherfucker. Really, we should boycott these venues. What kind of guy?
Didn't we watch the Super Bowl at Caesar's outside? Oh, yeah. Wasn't that where we were?
Yeah, we did. Okay.
Once?
Fuck.
It was before this. So.
I apologize to the universe. It sucks.
Wait a second.
Where is this dick face playing?
Bill responds. God, you know, it's interesting that pundit that I read or saw was talking about
Pundit
Dildo O'Reilly being pushed to the margin like Glenn Beck.
Yes.
And he doesn't, this pundit doesn't think Dildo will ever be on TV again. Like, they're even like, well, what about OANN, that really creepy, or Sinclair, right. One of these vile.
I haven't even seen any clips from that.
They think he's done.
Like
he is Glenn Beck done. Like, you fucked up, you're done.
Okay, I'll believe that when I see it.
I'll
believe that when I see it, because if any of these fucknuts think that Dildo can come on their...
But now they're together.
Oh, yeah.
Bill responds to the New York Times hit piece on Glenn Beck's radio program.
Friend of the program and a friend of mine, Bill O'Reilly. Welcome, sir. How are you?
Taking a beating, but still standing.
Oh,
I'm taking a beating. They're beating the hell out of me, but I'm still standing.
No, you're not. You don't have a TV show anymore, Dildo. Well, and we understand that they are like giving tickets to your what is it? The Spin Stops Here tour.
Can I just make a point that he says he's taking a beating and he's still standing from a guy that how many women have taken a beating from him?
Right.
I mean, honestly, this
kind of like the beating your wife took on the stairs that one time.
Drug her down the stairs.
That's media rape right there.
You know, Glenn Beck, you piece of shit.
That would put Glenn Beck back on the map. Stop sucking off Dildo and go after him.
Right.
But instead, this is a long, sloppy blowjob for Dildo.
You know, these conservative types, these fucking shitheads, just, I guess because their fan base, they're all sexist, rapey, racist krakens. They don't pay a price for giving lip service to some guy that's paying off a $32 million sexual harassment lawsuit. Honestly, what do we think he did? What did he do to that person? What the fuck could he have done? He had to have hurt her physically.
Bill answered Beck's question about former news legal analyst Liz Wheel, who signed a sworn affidavit earlier this year. Quote, the affidavit from Liz Wheel is on BillO'Reilly.com. That's it, and I can speak to anything. I can't speak to anything other than that. It's very frustrating for me being accused of everything under the sun, being linked with Harvey Weinstein.
You're not accused of everything under the sun, dickhead. You're accused of fucking assaulting and who knows, God knows what to women.
The only comment I can make on that issue is when Bill said, why would you or anyone else pay $32 million to settle a case where you did nothing wrong?
Right.
The only comment I can make on that issue is the first article in New York Times quoted figures that were wildly wrong, but I can't confirm or deny anything because then it goes back to the legal arena and the New York Times knows that. They know I can't talk about it.
Right. Okay. So let me understand this. This fuckface
is the victim.
He's the victim here. Sorry,
sure.
Bill. Well, you're still standing. How big, by the way, Bill O'Reilly is huge. He's like 6 foot something.
Yeah.
He's beating women.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I mean, $32 million.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, fuck these people.
40 minutes on Dildo.
God, Dennis Miller, you are such a piece of fucking shit. Opening for this fucking dickhead.
Well, and the difference is Harvey Weinstein, now that it's finally come out, yes, it should have come out. Now that it's finally come out, is being kicked out of everything. He's kicked out of the Academy. They're kicking him out of the Producers Guild. He's going to have a hard time going back to his old life. Republicans, Fox put Dildo back on with Hannity.
Oh, yeah. They don't give a shit. They don't fucking care.
And all Dildo did was whine for the whole hour how persecuted he is. You were fired from that job. Then they put him back on to whine and bitch and moan that he's so persecuted.
Shit.
Fuck you.
Are we going to ever... I mean, you know, we don't know what went on for him to pay that money because it's...
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. I mean, it's just fucking horrible. God, you know, it doesn't matter. It just...
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline says Facebook tests pay-to-play news.
Oh, so if you're going to put news on Facebook, it's going to cost you something?
This is over at Mashable. It says, watch out, publishers. A nightmare scenario for Facebook may soon be a reality. The social network last week officially launched its secondary news feed called Explore.
Oh, God.
The feed generally features posts from Facebook pages users don't follow.
Yes.
Your news feed, meanwhile, has the posts from friends and pages that you follow.
Right.
But that's not true for everyone. In 6 markets, Facebook has removed posts from pages in the original news feed and put them to another news feed. So that means the main feed is no longer a free playing field for publishers. Instead, it's now a battlefield of pay to play where publishers have to pony up dough to get back into the news feed.
Wow.
That's crap.
That sucks.
I mean, like, they're not making enough money at Facebook.
Everybody's on there all the fucking time. You know, it's stupid.
There you go.
So isn't that, I mean, you know, so then
that'll affect us.
So then, yeah, but then people with money, you know, big media corporations can throw their crap stories out there.
That means our Facebook feed, no matter how popular it is, go join.
Right.
It might not show up in your feed.
Yeah.
Unless we pay money.
Even if they like some, people continue to like our posts and read them and click on them and things, it won't matter.
That's what it said. They're taking it from the news feed and putting it into that separate feed.
Wow.
So you can't even look at it there.
Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Are you not rich enough, you fucking dickhead? Is he not rich enough?
I think he's doing okay.
Isn't Facebook, even now, before they do this bullshit, isn't it a profit operation?
Oh, yeah.
So why? Just to make more fucking money?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
It's America, man.
And that fuckface wants to run for president.
That's all
right?
That matters.
And then Zuckerberg, and he whisper around that he wants to run for office, some shit like that.
Well, a bunch of them. Did you see?
I don't want to vote for some Silicon Valley oligarch. Sorry.
Today, or within the past couple of days, Mark Cuban.
Yes.
Was apparently toying with the idea of running against Trump as a Republican.
Oh, shit.
In 2020.
Right. Well, listen, Mark Cuban says good things, you know, on TV. He'll say little sound bites that sound like he's coming from the right place. But I don't want a businessman in public office. I want a guy that is passionate about being a fucking representative in office. I don't want some guy, he's business his whole life. He's like, oh, I think I'll run for office. What, I have the resources?
Like Trump.
Yeah. How's this going? How is this working out?
Not well.
Not well at all.
Yeah.
Because I think Trump's probably mental illness and his looniness sort of, I don't know. I don't know what that has to do. He's not a businessman, though, right? He's not really a businessman. He just got daddy's money and invested in a lot of things.
And failed.
Yeah, so.
Repeatedly.
Right.
But when you have enough money, you fail upward.
Right. God.
Hire the right people. There's all kinds of other shit going on in the world. Those were your headlines, by the way.
I mean, doesn't Dennis Miller realize that if he was still doing Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live, people like Dildo O'Reilly would be the butt of every one of his fucking jokes? And now he is actually the butt. He could be the butt of a fucking Weekend Update joke. He is the joke.
Yeah.
Doesn't that bother him?
Oh, it bothers the fuck out of him. I think it does bother him.
God, that would make me nuts.
Meanwhile, there's a little bitch fight going on.
Bitch fight.
Because.
Bitch fight.
Eric Bolling is going after Bill O'Reilly.
Blech. Two pieces of garbage.
For.
Eric Bolling's on Fox, right?
Well, not anymore. He got taken off for gropey, grabby, sexual harassing stuff, too.
He sent his cock about all around.
Picture of a dick.
Look at me, dick.
A dick.
A dick. Could have been anybody.
Who knows?
He outsourced that shit.
Bill O'Reilly, in his interview with the New York Times over the weekend, when he was whining and crying, at one point he said, I urge you to think, this is Dildo, I urge you to think about what you put in your newspaper.
Yes.
Eric Bolling's son is dead. He's dead because of allegations made, in my opinion, and I know this to be true, against Mr. Bolling.
Eric Bolling's son passed away because people were coming after his dad for being a creep?
Sounds like his son killed himself, but Bolling has said that's not the case. Now Bolling is pissed at Dildo bringing it up.
Oh, my God.
Former Fox News host Eric Bolling responded to Bill O'Reilly's suggestion his son's death was a result of sexual harassment allegations levied against him.
Ugh.
Quote, I believe it is beyond inappropriate for anyone to bring in the tragic death of my son, Eric Chase Bolling. Just as Bill O'Reilly had wanted to shield his children from the allegations against him, I hope he will honor my request and avoid any future mentions of my son.
God, that Dildo O'Reilly is a piece of garbage. They all are.
Prime example of all of those. unfeeling, unempathetic assholes, just like the one that's in the White House.
Right. What do they call a bunch of snakes? A coven? They're like a coven of vipers.
I don't know. Yeah.
They're a murder. They're a murder of vipers. What garbage.
Bowling said, my parting from Fox News was no way connected to the tragic news of my son's passing. The coroner has, in fact, indicated to us that they believe it was an accident.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We don't have the full reports yet on toxicology and stuff, but it's probably, took some Sudafed with some alcohol and some.
Yeah, just fucked up.
Did the Heath Ledger cocktail.
Right, but even if, let's just say it was true that he did that because of all this shit about his father, is it Bill O'Reilly's place?
Of course not. Right,
that?
Right.
I mean, God.
What a piece of shit. And I know this to be true, he said.
Again, I mean, this is coming from a guy. He choked his wife out and drug her down the stairs, allegedly. So, you know, he works on a different moral compass than a lot of us.
Couldn't be a more loathsome, well, they could be. I was going to say more loathsome human being, but sure they could.
But he's
right up there with the prime example of what's wrong with this country.
He's garbage.
Angry, middle-aged, white, privileged fucks like these people.
Let me ask you something. You know, Fox News, can you say that they're just evil and bad? I mean, even Roger Ailes, all the shit he did, supposedly he had that door that was built like a vault. So, you know, it was soundproof, his office. Do you remember that? Ailes? He had like a reinforced office so you couldn't hear anything.
I don't remember that.
We did that fucking story.
I remember they joked about putting an extra lock on it when that Muslim walked into his office that
time.
With the black guy or something like
maybe
that.
I'm talking out of my ass. But my point is, I mean, Fox is just so gross, and there's so many stories coming out about how horrible they are. Why doesn't the stockholders or the shareholders or the government or the FCC come in and say, listen, you guys are no longer a responsible media organization. You have to change ownership. You have to do something. You have to do an overhaul and just change how you operate. Does that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do they exist? Why do we let them exist?
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
FEMA camps?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, can't you make them reorganize, or as a company, can't you make them?
Well, yeah. Well, I agree.
We need sort of weird overhaul.
We need more oversight. But
what good is the FCC if they all they do is sit there and all they want to do is throttle our fucking internet? Go clean house at Fox, you fuck faces. Do something worthwhile.
Because they're tainted, and
who's they?
The FCC.
Yeah,
the Republicans are in charge, so we're completely fucked.
God, so just gross.
They'll never choose people over corporations.
Right.
Ever.
Duh, that's right. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense because they're garbage.
There's a story out, you know, the NRA piggies squeal about, I apologize to pigs.
Right.
About Chicago, or whatever, and all the, they've got the strictest gun laws in the nation, which, by the way, they don't anymore. They did pass that one ban on handguns, but it went away.
Yeah.
So they don't. So that's counterfactual to begin with.
I love that term. Counterfactual.
Then, having grown up on the south side of Chicago.
Yes.
On the correct wind days, you could smell Indiana. So
it's
that easy to drive and go get a gun in Indiana.
Why?
15 minutes away.
Why is that concept lost on idiots?
Well, that requires thought.
You're right. God damn it.
Well, now there's a study in our old home state, California.
Fuck you, hippie.
That shows that firearms-related deaths and injuries increased 70%.
Now, that's a lot, Pat.
In parts of California, in the weeks after gun shows in neighboring Nevada, which has fewer regulations on those events.
Nevada.
It's Nevada.
I know.
The research could help prevent gun deaths by charting a pattern between where weapons are purchased, gun shows, and where shootings take place. No, it won't.
What do you mean?
It'll help prevent gun deaths by charting a pattern.
Oh, it won't, because...
Well, first of all, they're going to try to pass laws preventing the studying of a pattern.
Yeah. They won't even be allowed to look at it. But even if they had the study, what change would it affect?
The CDC is not allowed.
Right.
The Center for Disease Control or whatever is not... Our government health organization is not allowed to look at gun deaths as a health issue.
Yeah, if you're thinking logically, I would just say, then we just need to get rid of these ridiculous gun shows. Not even the gun show loophole. How about the gun show? Why don't we get rid of those fucking things? Why do we need this?
The National Institute of Health, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Researchers found that rates of firearm injuries were steady after California gun shows, but increased significantly in regions near Nevada shows.
Yes.
Where there's less restriction on what you can buy and having,
right.
And maybe having a background check and stuff.
Sure.
The authors of the study, which will be published in an upcoming issue of the Annals of Internal Medicine.
Annals!
Said California's stricter gun regulations could help explain why there was an increase after Nevada gun shows, but not California shows.
Man. But you're right, though. It's so funny. It won't change anything because they'll ban the study.
California has a 10-day waiting period.
Okay.
None in Nevada.
Right.
So they think people might be bypassing that. I can't wait 10 days for my gun!
I mean,
what if the Negras come in the next 10 days?
Right. You know, you want to kill somebody. What if you take the 10 days to calm down and then go, you know, it really is hopeless if you think about it. A guy went, got a hotel room way up high in some and shot into a crowd with a big, scary fucking gun that you shouldn't be able to buy in the first place. And the only thing we are exploring is maybe... We shouldn't be able to buy these bump stocks or whatever the fuck that
is. And that's gone, too.
That's gone?
Yeah. Paul Ryan made it pretty clear he's not going to bring it up.
That guy was literally shooting from a building into the crowded streets of Las Vegas. We can't get any gun control after that.
Freedom.
Pile of dead children at Sandy Hook. Nothing. Amazing.
The gun show... Wow, they actually, remember there was the later in the week after the horrible shooting in Vegas,
yes.
Where 58 people died, and then the killer also, they were supposed
people.
To be a giant, 500 injured. There right. was supposed to be a giant gun show later that week. They actually canceled that gun
show.
Wow. Amazingly. I'm surprised.
I am shocked. I'm fucking shocked.
They would have, through the roof, they would have made money.
Oh, yeah.
My biggest record ever. Because every time
cancel?
This shit happens, the NRA gins it up
yes.
and sends the ninnies out in terror saying, oh, there's a shooting. The libs are going to get all worked up and they're going to come for your guns. Go out and buy more.
I mean, you know, I remember the news the day that Sandy Hook thing happened. And I really thought, well, this is horrific. And now... People will see the error of the ways. The NRA will go away, will fade away into obscurity as a joke. Surely we'll get gun control. Look at these dead children. And what do you get instead of that? Less. You get people calling for less gun control.
And some people saying it was fake.
It was a false flag.
To try to get us
oh my God.
To give up our guns.
I mean, we are a shitty fucking society. I was having this conversation with somebody the other night. They were talking about, like, the idea if we're visited by aliens, will they be friendly or hostile? And I said, do you even have to consider that? Take a step back and look at who we are. Look
Monsters,
at us.
Yeah. Monsters.
They're going to vaporize us from space, dude. Why would anybody suffer this planet?
Oh, my God. So... Apparently, there's a little bromance brewing.
Yes.
Between This is over at Media Matters.
Yes. If fate, liberal, fuck you.
And it says, Sean Hannity has really gone off the rails lately, but it has earned him a new fan.
Yes.
None other than frequent unintentional contributor to this show.
I'm a pioneer. Okay.
Alex Jones.
Oh, my God. Not a neck between the two, by the way. You know, they're built similarly.
Oh, right, right.
Hannity, no neck. Alex Jones, absolutely no neck. I actually think Alex Jones, his earlobes are actually fused to his shoulders.
So it's a long piece.
Ooh,
if I had a
yes.
nickel.
Hannity.
That over at MediaMatters.org, but comparing the two now and how they both are basically saying kind of the same shit now. Hannity's lost his mind. Hannity's beyond a joke.
I mean, they're probably on the same page, that Seth Rich bullshit, right?
Yes.
Is Hannity a Sandy Hook truther?
I don't know if he's gone that far, but Seth Rich.
On his fucking radio show.
Seth
probably.
Rich.
Yeah.
He got kind of in trouble on the station after their news, their quote news division, unquote, had apologized and and said, well, you know, that story about Seth Rich, there's nothing to it. We're going to stop talking about it. But Hannity kept pushing it. She killed him, you know.
You know what I don't understand about Fox News? Okay, so they didn't want him to talk about the Seth Rich thing. But meanwhile, they're fine with giving Dildo O'Reilly 4 years after a $32 million sexual harassment lawsuit. I mean, it's just an odd. What do they care about? What bothers them? It's fucking bizarre.
Brown people.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Brown people bother them.
And women.
Women.
Brown people, women. It bugs them.
The gays.
Gun control. They hate that probably. Oh yes, the gays. Trans people. Jeez.
Fox News' Sean Hannity is encroaching on Alex Jones' territory. Literally, we fired up the bat signal and Hannity's doing the right thing. So often people say, man,
this is a montage put together over by Media Matters of of Alex Jones doing little Hannity.
Sounds like he's in mid shit.
Hole lapping.
Doesn't it sound like he's shitting, constantly shitting?
So often people say, man, Sean Hannity is copying you almost every night, word for word. I'm like, let's not make a big deal out of that. Now Sean Hannity has said what I've been warning you of, soft coup against the president.
A soft coup is underway right here in the United States of America.
Sean Hannity was like InfoWars.
The globalist establishment. Globalist establishment.
Sean Hannity then, word for word, uses my terms, clear and present danger.
A clear and present danger.
That's the term I started using about 2 months ago. Now Hannity uses it. And then he looked into the Seth Rich case.
Explosive developments in the mysterious murder of former DNC staffer Seth Rich. DNC staffer Seth Rich. Seth Rich continues to get a huge amount of attention.
I want more. I love Sean Hannity getting hardcore. Let's play a little clip of Hannity. Here it is.
Mission creep I've been telling you about. Well, it's now turned into an...
So gross.
Oh, my God.
This goes on for another minute. I can't handle anymore, but there you go. It's a little
Hannity's
bro fest
on the
going
news,
on.
Man. I mean, you know, I know it's Fox and shit, but... I mean, he's more mainstream than fucking Alex Jones.
Right.
Alex Jones had a guy on his program who he treated like a normal person, who actually suggested that
he didn't challenge the suggestion.
People are being flown to Mars so they can be molested, something like that. It's molestation.
They're molested
on
here
Mars.
And then shipped to Mars for apparently further molestation.
Ooh, yes.
They think there's a colony on Mars.
Or at least and all Alex Jones said was like, well, you know, I don't know if I totally agree with this guy, but I thought we'd give him a chance to explain his fucking theory. You know, every movie I have seen that's about like going to Mars, one of the huge obstacles in the plot is either getting to Mars, landing on Mars, or just existing on Mars. So you're telling me like
Martians on Mars.
Oh, yeah, that too. All the bullshit, you know. So you're telling me somebody's like, oh, here's a bunch of kids that have been molested. We'll just throw them on the spaceship, zip them off to Mars. Not an issue. No problem there. I don't know that that's realistic.
Go over to Media Matters and you can read all about how the little The little 69 like the, session going on between Hannity and Alex Jones.
I mean, they're essentially the same person. I mean, I think Alex Jones is a, I don't know. They're the same guy. You know?
Yeah.
Do we fast forward into the future once Hannity comes out that he's some kind of creep, assaulter, molester, whatever? Who knows? He's got to be a creep, right? Is he going to end up on InfoWars with a show on the Alex Jones fucking network? Is that where all these fucknuts end up?
Too bad Ailes died. Who knows what he was plotting?
Too bad Ailes died. You're the only that. That's the only time that's been said.
Come on.
Nobody's sad.
Don't you remember his creepy son threatening all the women at his father's funeral?
No, I don't remember that.
I mean, I'm sorry for his grief. I think he's like a teenager, 17 or 18 or something like
You're
that.
You're better for
but
this
obviously,
kid.
Obviously, poor parenting skills on Roger Ailes' part, because at his father's funeral, the kid said basically like he's gonna spend the rest of his life making sure that they pay for, or you know, something like really fucking creepy.
You know, what he should do is
that what they did to his poor daddy.
Some victim fund for all the people his father fucking wronged with all that money. How rich was Roger Ailes when he croaked, when that fucknut died?
They paid him $40 million when they fired him.
Oh my God. What a monster. Think about like what Fox has done to this country. There's nothing good about it.
During the eulogy, Ailes' teenage son threatened Fox women who alleged harassment. I'm coming after them, and hell is coming with me.
What a piece of shit.
17 years old.
He's an adult. You know, you're an adult, you fucknut. You know what you're saying.
Great job, Roger.
Right. Good job.
You violent little psycho load that you blasted
You raised a monster.
Yeah.
You raised a fucking monster who's probably going to be monstrous, who's probably going to have kids and raise them to be fucking monsters, rich monsters.
The Mike Huckabee wrote after Ailes died, Zach was the pride and joy of his life. Like any father, he worried a lot about his son for his teenage years.
Don't worry about your son. Worry about the shitty things your son is going to do from women based on how he saw his dad treating women. Worry about them, you dickhead.
Since Zach was four, Ailes has been putting away things for him in memory boxes. You know, he's pretty old.
Right.
There are 9 stuffed with mementos, personal notes, photos, and messages from Ailes to his son. One box is a plastic container stuffed with what appeared to be a random assortment of memorabilia. There was a pocket-sized copy of the U.S. Constitution in which Ailes had written, "The founders believed it, and so should you."
Oh, yes. The founders and all their fucking slaves, they believed it.
Well, there you go.
Memory boxes.
Ailes was paranoid about security to protect his child and wife. They said there was a bunker installed underneath the house, stocked with 6 months worth of food and supplies.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're hated like Roger Ailes, you know,
I think it's,
is he a doomsday prepper?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I don't think it was.
All these rich white people, they're all worried about what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. You'll be fine. You're going to be fine. That's the end of it. You have shit tons of money. You're protected. You're privileged. You're white. You're fine. Relax. He's doomsday prepping.
For immediate threats, Ailes had a security team led by his dog to protect the family. Oh.
Poor fucking dog. Somebody rescue that dog.
Oh, come on. According to a book, Ailes kept a photo of Zach in his office of the boy in a school play made up as Teddy Roosevelt. Well, you know, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Roger Ailes left behind a $100 million plus fortune.
Motherfucker.
supplemented by a $40 million severance package.
Bam, baby. Is there no way any of his victims can go take that money from that little shit brat? Gross fucking kid.
Oh, no,
he
deserves it, Ryan.
Oh, yes,
that boy worked hard.
I frabbled out of a white, racist, sexist shit vagina.
And now he's going to use that money to make the lives a living hell of poor women out there.
Roger Ailes accused of harassment by at least 20 women, attorneys say. And then he gets to take all this fucking money he made and shit it into the mouth of his horrible, horribly behaved son. That, damn it. I mean, that shouldn't be. Go get that money for his fucking victims. Oh, God. More than 20 women have accused Fox News chairman Roger Ailes of sexual harassment. I just typed in sexual harassment, Roger Ailes. God, these guys are all garbage.
There is a... it was Faithless Friday on Friday, everybody.
Oh, yes.
I always have too many stories.
Oh, I love Faithless Friday.
I'd have to bubble forward. My favorite was probably, was that Friday? Was Pat Robertson saying, if your son's an atheist,
yes,
it's because you were a shitty parent. What do I do? My son married an atheist.
No, wait, listen. My son is in a love affair with logic and reason. How evil. Roger Ailes' son is threatening women.
Pat Robertson
victims.
Basically said, well, obviously you're a shitty parent.
God, Pat Robertson's out of his mind.
Oh, God.
Real quick, from Faithless Friday, which go download it. It's on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com.
Yeah.
My favorite revelation from Faithless Friday was that the discovery of my personal Lord and Savior, Aquaman.
Oh.
Had an assistant or a sidekick
had
named...
a lithe young boy assistant
what
named Aqualad.
Aqualad! Come on, Aqualad!
And they gave Aquaman
yes.
tights and a Speedo.
Yes.
Aqualad, they left off the tights.
Hey, listen. Jesus Christ. How can you be a superhero running around in just Speedos?
Didn't anybody say anything back then? I mean, was gay just not talked about at all?
Aqualad.
Right.
It's fine. Listen.
It's a little Nambla.
Right? Yeah. I was going to say, if Aquaman's gay or whatever, but listen, Aqualad
was
a boy,
no,
right?
Child molesting. Well,
was Aqualad...
I don't know how old he was. Yeah. Nobody cut him open and counted the rings.
Right. Well, true. And when you spend your life underwater, I imagine, especially salt water, it prevents
wrinkles a little bit? Or
absolutely. Oh, man. I could you imagine being Aquaman and the whole time you're looking around, it's like, these sharks up in this motherfucker? I'd be so paranoid if I lived in the water. I can't imagine. Like, what do you do?
Well, he gets to command the sharks, though. Well, he doesn't have to be worried about them.
Oh, shit.
Tell him to fuck off.
I'm about to ask something that could expose me for being a fucking idiot, but can Aquaman telepathically, can he communicate?
You're concerned about Aquaman
yes.
canon?
Yeah. But, like, mammals. Can Aquaman communicate with mammals that are in the water?
Probably.
And
like a
sharks.
Manatee and a whale. Sure, he's had whales and dolphins.
The sharks have nipples? Okay.
No.
I knew that.
Gainesville, Florida.
Fuck ye, boy.
You may have heard of it.
Right.
We talked a little bit about the big giant fail burger that Richard Spencer,
oh God,
Nazi fop,
ugh,
had a speech there last week.
Why are we cursed with all these shit bags that walk the planet?
And not much had gone on until someone got all shooty.
Oh yes.
What had happened was three Nazi fucks are now under arrest.
Three Nazi fucks.
For, I believe the guy that did the shooting is up for attempted murder.
Oh, these guys are idiots.
I don't know what the other ones are.
Yes.
But the man that got shot a toward,
right,
gave an interview to Vice magazine.
Yes.
And He said he had little time to process what happened when three white supremacists first rolled up to him and his friends after the speech and the aftermath.
Oh, got it. You know.
Why
are white supremacists and idiot racists allowed to have guns? I mean, shouldn't that mental illness make it so you wouldn't be allowed to have a firearm?
After traveling from another nearby Florida city to protest the white nationalist dickwad speech.
Yes.
Alan and his friends are calling him Alan. They're protecting his identity because, you know, Nazis.
God, I'm sorry. Never mind. It's leaving. There's a U-Haul truck that's just outside Crab Diving Studios. And I swear to God, I thought, you know how the U-Hauls, they always have an animal on the side, you know?
Or a state, usually, like some symbol of whatever state.
Swear to God, they had a honey badger on the side of that fucking thing.
Honey badger. Weird. Honey badger won't abide, motherfucker.
Continue with the story.
Alan and his friends were waiting to catch a bus after they had protested in the speech, even though the protesters outnumbered the people showing up for the speech like 50-1.
God, you're on the bus too, and you're getting fucked with while you're waiting on the bus.
A car pulled up to them and asked them if they had seen Kyle.
Okay.
Which is...
Oh, I see.
See Kyle.
Got it. Congratulations.
Their cute way.
Hey, Dennis Miller, congratulations. These are your fans. These are your fans, Dennis Miller. They love you.
The three Nazis identified themselves with Nazi arm salutes.
Lovely.
And Alan grabbed the baton he had brought to the protest.
Yes.
Because he felt like the group was in danger, the car drove away and then paused up the street. They heard from the car, "Shoot him."
Oh,
one of the man said. It was at that point that Tyler Tenbrink.
What's his wait?
Tyler Tenbrink.
Tenbrink?
T-E-N-B-R-I-N-K. Tenbrink.
Mr. Tenbrink.
Convicted felon stepped out of the car. This guy said, "I put the baton down, put my hands in the air. He pointed his gun at me, paused for a second, and shot."
Right. Okay. Wait, he's a convicted felon?
The guy that shot.
He shouldn't have had a gun then, right? I mean, you know.
He said, "It felt like somebody blew air at me on my stomach. My memory is that I got shot in the stomach. I was standing there with my arms out. I got hit by a bullet. It grazed him."
Oh, my God.
And ended up going through the window of a Radio Shack across the road. Could have.
Wow.
Killed anyone.
I thought, you know, none that matters. I thought Radio Shack, I thought they all went out of business.
No, I think they downsized. I don't know.
You still sell batteries there. What do you buy at Radio Shack?
Or they went bankrupt or something.
Extension cords.
So there you go. The three assholes, the three Nazis.
Yes.
Are now in jail.
Oh, God. Imagine a bullet. You know what it feels like to have a bullet graze you?
No.
I, one time, the only comparable situation, I was playing shortstop. Now listen to me. I had a softball game, and this guy, this big dude, he just fucking squares up on this ball, this line drive. I go to catch it, but I don't know why. I took my eye off the ball for a second, and I felt the ball graze my cheek. I felt it on the whiskers of my beard go across me in the NFL. I would have been fucked up. Would have been, crab diving might be better had it hit me in the face. It might be more interesting. I'm just saying, like, that was terrifying, and that's got to be similar, right?
It could kill you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's like being grazed by a bullet.
I got hit in the leg yesterday.
Right.
I'm glad I didn't get hit in the face.
So bad, too, man. This was fucking, we were at Vile Experience, and I were playing a little softball in one of these lots here in Florida, and I threw a ball to him, and it's just like, it bounced one time in the dirt, and it hit you on the shin, and I was far away, and I could hear that fucking thing. And then it honestly looked like an alien, like you're there was such a knot on your shin.
It was a big lump, yeah.
It looked like one of those Sigourney Weaver aliens was going to bust out of your leg. Fucked up.
Suck it up.
You know, you don't need to. It's just you and I playing softball.
Listen to these names.
We can stop.
Tyler Tenbrink, William Fears, and Colton Fears. The Fears brothers.
Oh, my God. Oh, fear of knowledge.
Are being held in the Alachua County Jail.
Fuck ye, boy. Word.
On charges of attempted homicide.
Great.
After firing at another group of people during a violent encounter shortly. Excuse me, after Spencer's speech.
These guys could have fucking killed this guy. They grazed him. They could have killed him.
The men reportedly, according to police, the trio argued with and threatened a group of protesters demonstrating against Spencer. The men reportedly began threatening to fucking kill and shoot the protesters before offering a Nazi salute, shouting Heil Hitler.
Oh, God. Oh, God, I hate all these idiot Nazis. They're one so fucking stupid.
Ten Brink convicted felon fired a shot. One of the protesters managed to write down the license plate of the silver Jeep the three men were in.
There you go. You got to hand it to those guys to have the wherewithal to do that when bullets are flying. How terrifying.
William and Colton Fayers are being held on $1 million bond. Ten Brink's bond has been set at $3 million.
Hopefully. I mean, listen. You know, I
1/10 of what Bill O'Reilly spent.
What?
On
yeah.
His last.
Holy shit.
Sexual harassment.
God,
settlement.
He's a fucking monster. Dennis Miller, you should just be ashamed of yourself. These guys.
Yeah, something happened to Dennis Miller that.
Something bad.
Maybe we need a doll to show him what happened.
Right.
Show us on the doll what happened to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The abuse doll.
Because something.
I don't even begin to understand it. I don't get it. I don't know why he feels the need to go on tour with Bill O'Reilly.
I mean, I have heard that even back in the day, he was one of the more spectacular assholes in Hollywood, even when he was allegedly funny.
How
did Dennis
they travel
Miller was
around?
like excruciatingly unlikable. That right. He's just a dick.
What I don't understand is
why fits in with conservative.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why do they need to charge $500 for like a VIP ticket? I mean, how do they get from place to place? Are they on like super duper helicopters? Are they sharing a car? All they need to do is rent a car and drive
they
together.
They got a bus.
They switch off driving in between tour stops. Yeah,
they've got a little Hyundai Elantra that they're sharing.
Something.
Miller snoozes in the back while Dildo's driving.
No, I tell you what happens on that bus. Dildo O'Reilly, it's probably a fucking Caligula horror scene back there. Roman orgies. Who knows what he's got going
on? He can't. Women don't hang out with him.
I don't know.
Although there was that one they interviewed on their promo for the tour where she's like,
right.
I love them. We need more of them.
Oh, my God. Fucked
more
up.
People who speak the truth.
Let me ask you something. Do you think the Trump effect is why we're having these Nazis driving around in cars, shooting all willy-nilly, you know, shooting up Radio Shacks? I mean, Trump is emboldening these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Trump's America.
Right. Has Trump came out and said, hey, has he talked about these Nazis shooting at this Richard Spencer event or no?
Well, they're fine people.
Oh, that's
on
right.
Both sides.
On many sides.
Right.
Man.
Fine people. Also, Trump's America.
Fuck you. Boy.
This isn't in America. This is in Germany. See, this is happening everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Germany, this guy's going to go to jail, though.
Yeah, you see, they have it going on with this shit in Germany. They take it seriously. We don't take it seriously.
A neo-Nazi in Germany.
Yes.
Was caught on camera spitting at an elderly Holocaust survivor.
Oh, God damn
and
it.
And then flipping the middle finger before making a Heil Hitler salute.
God, I wish we lived in a world where Aquaman and Aqualad would just fuck this guy up. Fuck him up with dolphins.
Police are searching for a bald, middle-aged white man.
Oh, shocker.
Who spat at 84-year-old Rolf Isaacson, who was being interviewed for a documentary outside of the Leipzig Synagogue Memorial. The man walked out into view of cameras during the interview,
yeah.
Spat in his direction, lifted his middle finger. Witnesses say after the TV crews turned off the cameras, the man flashed a Nazi salute.
Oh, God. This makes me hate humanity. How the fuck can you do that to an old person or anybody, but an old vulnerable guy, an old man, how old, 80 something?
They're emboldened worldwide.
Imagine you survive the Holocaust and this happens to you.
Mr. Isaacson said he was horrified the Nazi skinhead would be so brazen showing off his racism and anti-Semitism in public. I was shaking inside, he said, to see a man give a Hitler salute in public and at such a place, this cannot be allowed. Giving Nazi salutes in Germany is illegal, and the man could be sent to jail for up to 6 months for it.
God damn it. You know, Good. But you know, all this fucking shit in our country, you know, where you want to speak out against racism and you want to fucking show support to other people. You want to show support for Black Lives Matter. And you get shamed for it. Everything is so fucking backwards.
And the protest they want to stop against it.
Yeah.
Like if you're protesting police racism, stop that stuff. How dare you?
Why? I mean, I just don't understand that. Why are you authoritarian shamed?
Bootlickers? They're simpering ass kissers. I don't understand so many of the humans in this country that just need a daddy figure.
Why can't
they want either Jesus or Trump or some kind of weird authoritarian, somebody to tell them what to do so they don't have to fucking think.
You know what it is? Everybody just need to wake up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, you know what? I free myself from the, what do you call it? The requirement. I free myself from the responsibility of having to show both sides. You just have to understand both
sides.
And
I'm not going
to
blame myself. I'll be honest.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
We don't have to consider the other side when you're talking about racist and sexist and homophobic shit. You know what? Fuck the other side.
The paradox of tolerance, right?
Right. You're right to be intolerant. Fuck you.
That to be a totally tolerant society,
yes,
there's one thing you can't tolerate. Intolerance.
Right. It just doesn't.
And that's what they don't expect. And that's, or they don't understand.
Right.
And they say, wait, my hate speech, my Nazi salutes, my you're an N-word stuff.
Yes.
Is very protected speech.
Save that consideration for the fucking victims.
How dare you make me pay consequences for my free protected speech?
Fuck that. Fuck it. We don't have to consider the other side. You know why? Because the other side is a flaming pile of toxic waste shit garbage.
Right.
There's nothing redeemable about this shit. Neo-Nazis to die.
If we took callers on this show, we don't have to. We could hang up on you.
Right. I don't have to listen to the other side.
You don't have free speech on our show. It only pertains to the government.
Right. I mean, what is the other side? I mean, honestly, if you wanted to consider the other side of that incident that happened in Gainesville, the neo-Nazi that shot at the guy waiting on the bus. Well, what's the other side? What would you consider?
But then Fox News will put somebody like Richard Spencer on as the opposite side of the story of nationalism.
Right. I mean, you don't have to. There's nothing to understand about white nationalism. There's nothing to understand about racism. It's just hate. That's it.
Right.
It's garbage. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember watching Lord of the Rings and Frodo's like, we really have to understand and show some empathy for these orcs. They're orcs. Fuck them. I don't know.
What is this about Uday and Kuse? Eric and Donald Jr. are investing in luxury resorts on one of the poorest corners in America as part of a program they're calling an American idea.
It is an idea. Let's go to a really poor area, put up a really fucking fancy resort that no one in the area can afford to go to, and then we can make shit tons of money, so then we can then go to Africa and pay to go on a safari where they drug a lion, and then I can shoot this lion to death.
Trump Organization will be reopening two Comfort Inns and Roadway Inns, and will bring them up to, quote, Trump standards.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cheap.
What does
cheap,
that mean?
Tacky.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're going to screw the contractors.
Right, and also we're going to put in a few rape rooms.
It's nearly unheard of for a national hotel company to debut hotel lines in one of America's poorest corners, surrounded by cotton and soybean fields, lacking a commercial airport or even an easily accessed interstate.
So what are they doing? Who's going to stay at the fucking hotel?
Oh, come on. Amid those cotton fields will rise the Trump Organization's project designed like an antebellum plantation.
What? What the fuck? Wait a second. Are they going to have slaves?
The town population is just over 12,000 people, with a majority of African-American citizenry, located in the Mississippi Delta. It's being pitched as a place where the blues can be celebrated.
Okay.
A plan that some black residents view as Trump's effort to monetize the threadbare music invented by slaves in the Mississippi cotton fields.
A fucking course. Oh, God.
It's expected to score city and county tax breaks, of course.
Right.
It says people in that area are desperate for jobs.
Why don't you bring them free internet? Why don't you bring them free health care? Why don't you improve the infrastructure? Why don't you do shit like that instead of making some weird-ass resort? I don't know.
Mississippi is desperately trying to attract tourism.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know.
Didn't they just pass that no gay, you can hang no gay people allowed signs?
Oh my God. Yeah.
In Mississippi?
What? Well, don't do shit like that.
Well, right.
Don't do crap like that. I don't want to spend one fucking cent.
Don't try to be like Alabama.
Yeah.
Try to be like New York or California. You want tourist dollars, you dummies.
If you want more people to come to your fucking state and spend fucking money, then why don't you practice politics that aren't exclusionary and racist and homophobic and shitty? I don't know. He's going to make a plantation? Oh, why don't you let, what's her name? Paula Abdul. Paula Deen open a big fucking racist restaurant there then.
Paula Abdul did use Mexican people as furniture.
Oh my God, I forgot all about that. And then
Bruno
movie.
Wasn't it Bruno?
Just sit on these people, that's fine. Oh shit. I remember that. She sat on someone like they were a love seat and it didn't bother her.
Apparently these financiers.
Oh, wee wee.
The Chawla? Chawla is their last name?
What the fuck?
It says during the 2016 campaign, Uday met with the Chawla sons at a GOP fundraiser in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes.
Suresh Chawla. They must be Indian American or Bangladeshi American or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Wee wee.
Donated $50,000 to the GOP candidates.
Okay.
As well as $27,000 to the Trump campaign.
Right.
Trump's CEO of hotels suddenly began considering the Cleveland project for one of their first hotels.
Wait, what?
The Trump brothers met with the Chawlas in June to announce the project. Since then, the press has been highlighting failed development projects like Trump Farallon Estates in Dominican Republic. And let's not forget, he left the taxpayers of Puerto Rico on the hook for $33 million when he defaulted and went bankrupt on a deal down there.
For what? Like a resort?
A resort.
God. So he just goes to these places. Hey, he gets investors.
Somehow he makes money all the time. Like, there was one deal they were talking about where literally every other investor lost money and
except
he
him.
Made out. Yeah.
How? How does that even work?
He's a cheat and a fraud.
Why would anybody think that's a good way to run a country? Or, you know, how does that work? Oh my God. What a dirtbag. So his sons, they go to a poor area in Mississippi, and they're like, oh, man, we can make some money off these motherfuckers. Great.
One of the representatives down there said there's concerns that the black community won't be willing to spend money in the Trump-owned hotels.
Oh, do you think?
Wow.
Come on,
given
man.
Accusations of racism surrounding NFL player protests, Charlottesville attacking Representative Frederica Wilson.
What about that clip we play all the time where he goes, look at my African-American over there.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
God damn, dude. I mean, I don't know how.
The representative there said, I think if the Trump's bottom line profits for a hotel in the Mississippi Delta are predicated on black people coming and spending money, I think they are in serious trouble.
Right. I think so, too. And also...
And don't Work with them, contractors.
Yeah.
They won't pay you.
This is a guy that could make money on a casino, right?
They will cheat you.
Yeah. It is. Let's talk about his projects at work, right? When he sold that property that to the Russian guy and he laundered that money.
For a ridiculous upsell.
Right.
Like the Russian guy paid 150% of market value inexplicably.
Well, that deal worked out, right?
Well, and
it resurrected his
business
career.
Nobody's saying anything about that.
Yeah,
that's like, yeah, that talk about money laundering.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I mean, God, I was looking around on Facebook this week and somebody posted a meme about the Trump University thing. You know, he defrauded 35,000 students or something. He cheated.
Right.
Money. I mean, 35,000 human
beings. Yeah,
they
figure he made, what was it, $150 million total on all that stuff? And then he ended up getting sued for and settling for 25. So he profits. 150, 100, 100 mil of profits still.
I really want to see brain scans of people that voted for Trump. It's something. I want to understand how are you able to compartmentalize all this shit and not let it bother you? Like it doesn't bother you at all? Doesn't bother you? The shit with the women doesn't bother you? All that shit? The Russian shit doesn't bother you?
Oh, that's fake news.
The stuff about business, not paying people. Doesn't bother you? I don't know. He hired a Nazi as his chief senior strategist. Fuck nut. What are you laughing at over there? What are you laughing at?
There's footage of the at Elysee Palace in France.
Oh, oui, oui.
Of the French president, Emmanuel
yes.
Macron.
Nine.
Was sitting in in a room with
right.
these reporters
yes.
with three other people.
Ooh, yes.
Being recorded for television.
Okay.
But suddenly, the president's Labrador mix, Nemo, walked into the background, lifted his leg, and
Shut
pissed
up.
On the fireplace in the background.
That means he's done it before. That Nemo's like, oh, I gotta piss. Oh, there's that fireplace. Great. Oh, shit. Is there...
Macron, there's a video. Macron says,
I love it.
You triggered completely unusual behavior in my dog.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Trump's like,
oh that's hilarious.
Boy, bring that dog over here. Let him pee on me.
There's a picture of Macron looking over, and one guy's turning his back, and the dog is pissing on this elaborate, gaudy gold. It looks like it was designed by Trump.
Right.
Gaudy, hideous French provincial shit.
What kind of dog?
It's a Labrador mix.
A big old fucking dog. I took a piss. Oh, that's funny.
French President Emmanuel Macron's dog upstaged the on-camera meeting at Elysee Palace by urinating on the fireplace.
No, oh, shit. Jeez.
Nemo.
God damn it, Nemo. You know that happens a lot. That dog pees in that fireplace.
Brun Poisson.
Ooh.
What does that mean? Well, it's,
Poisson?
It's
that means
P-O-I-R,
fish.
Though.
Fish.
Well, that's
fish.
Poisson.
Poisonous fish.
Poisson is two S's. This is P-O-I-R. Poisson.
Poisson. I believe that is a milky sauce.
Junior Minister for Ecology remarked, I wondered what that noise was.
I wondered. Oh, shit. That's funny.
That's what made me laugh.
God damn it, Nemo. Hey, listen. Hey, it's not Nemo's fault. Somebody should have walked that fucking
Somebody
dog.
Somebody should have taken
right?
the dog out.
Let the dog out. My God.
Dog's got to go.
Dog's got to fucking piss.
That's a great picture.
Oh, jeez.
We gotta
screen cap that for the blog post or something. I don't know.
We've got, well, you know, I should have played the drop, I guess.
Right.
But I don't know. Does that count? Well, I guess
when animals get pissed.
That's
funny.
When animals get pissed.
That's a French dog.
Deputies in Florida,
fuck you,
responded to Indian River County Sheriff's Office.
Indian River, that place sounds scary as fuck, doesn't it?
The police responded to a beach in the neighborhood near St. Christopher Lane.
Fuck you, man.
And there's a photograph that they posted. They had to call in a professional trapper.
Alligator, right? Alligator?
A 12-foot-long alligator wandering around the neighborhood.
God, again, you live in Florida. Any standing water that you see, there is a possibility that there's a fucking alligator in there, okay?
And there's, I don't have it here, but there was another one I saw earlier, like last week. It was cell phone footage of a woman sitting in her enclosed swimming pool.
Oh, okay.
She's got glass around
the swimming pools.
It's all glass.
Right.
And pacing outside in her yard was a Florida puma.
Oh, my.
Like like pacing back and forth outside of her swimming pool.
Oh, my God. What do you do?
I don't know. You wave.
You went, hey, buddy.
Tap on the glass.
Hey, buddy, what
you
doing?
Give it the finger. Press the moon up against the glass.
What do you, I mean, yes, I think, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think what you do. A puma, what is that, big? Is that a big one? Pretty big.
Well, they're big.
Carnivores?
Yeah.
Okay.
Angry.
That's fucking terrifying.
And then there's, most of these are videos, but then there's, it was a story of, a California resident who went and grabbed her cell phone because she went out into her backyard and having a grand old time in their pool.
Yes.
Was a mama bear and two cubs.
Oh shit.
Playing in the pool.
That is not.
Yeah. Don't fuck with that shit.
They will fuck you the fuck up, man.
The mamas.
You know, I remember the story we did about a bear attack somewhere in Siberia. This bear fucked somebody up, buried him in a hole, left him there, let him bleed a little bit, and he came back and fucked him up some more.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You gotta respect
animals.
I'm gonna
fuck you up later.
Yeah, and you listen, if you live in Florida, you kind of always have to be aware of your surroundings. There's shit tons of snakes, shit tons, dude, and shit tons of gators. And now we got these pumas just fucking around, you know? And everybody, and the other thing is, like, everybody has a gun. That's the other thing.
And what's going on in California with all the burned, I mean, I'm sure the animals are being driven.
Oh, yeah, dude.
More towards civilization with all the burned out.
The pictures of the devastation from those
fires.
Oh,
it's horrible, yeah.
Holy shit.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Scary as shit.
Right. Fire.
Fire! I'm on fire.
Yeah.
Speaking of on fire.
Yes.
I should play that. I almost played that Hollywood hit clip.
What is that about the Cheetos?
About eating flaming hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
On fire! This was also a little bit of a carryover from the Faithless Friday edition.
Crab diving follow-up.
Of crab diving.
Wee-wee.
This is none other than, we haven't heard from him in a few minutes.
Yes.
Rick Wiles.
What a garbage
person.
Well,
I think we have heard from him. But
this guy's transphobic. He's homophobic.
America's new transvestite army. The United Gay States of America.
Oh, Rick Wiles.
What a piece of garbage. Another dick bag.
Has a theory.
Okay.
And was talking about the horrific shooting in Las Vegas.
Right?
Here, you just got to hear this shit.
What a dickhead. I hate this guy.
Rick Wiles. True News.
Oh, yeah.
End Times.
I stand by my claim that this country has death squads. We have death squads.
So he was raked over the coals by Right Wing Watch, by Media Matters, by Patheos, everybody with the brain. When he was saying that, well, obviously it was one of the American death squads that carried out this horrific shooting in Las Vegas.
I mean, and also, too, let's just talk about his fucking, he's got this serious voice on. Do you notice that? We've got these death squads all over the fucking place. I mean, why is he so dramatic? I mean, he's really.
Lord is serious work.
Oh, right? Yes. God's not fucking around, apparently.
Just like Chile had. Just like Europe had them.
Just like Chile?
Operation Gladio. We have death squads in this country.
We don't.
And it's being run by a super secret agency.
Ooh, a super secret agency.
Super secret, baby.
It's a super secret agency.
Not just a secret agency.
Not just secret.
It's super secret,
not
baby.
Not just super. It's a super secret agency.
I know, man. Nobody knows about this shit. But Rick Wiles, apparently.
But there is participation at the state and local level. We're in a fascist, Nazi police state. It is frightening.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
They've been getting away.
I agree with him.
I agree.
Especially if you're black.
Right. Is he about to say that?
But that's not what he's talking about.
He thinks like MSNBC and Black Lives Matter and all this shit is making us a fascist police state, right? Not like Trump and all the Christo loons, right?
Right. Okay. And how...
That doesn't make any sense.
This apparent kill squad, false flag, bizarre... operation.
This is serious.
Shouldn't
voice.
He be talking about God?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Rick, what about Jesus?
And shit, I mean, yeah. He's really gone batshit with the conspiracy theories.
And the serious voice he has. He has, like, no energy. He's like...
It is frightening.
Dennis Miller.
Yes.
They've been getting away with this. It's getting worse. 9/11, you can just see it's getting worse. They're carrying out these massacres. And we're seeing police officers willing to carry out orders that... Years ago, they would have resisted and said, no way am I going to do this.
Like what?
And it's not all law enforcement officers, but they've got their people. They've got the ones that they've marked aside, that set aside, that they know are going to obey the orders.
They've got them indoctrinated. When we give you an order, you go do it. You don't.
Who is that dickhead sidekick?
This is Toady. I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? How far down on the right-wing nut job ladder is this guy? I'm Rick Wiles. I carry the balls of Rick Wiles on this fucking radio show. Right. He's like, he's got a weird fucking voice. He's
yes,
like,
and yes, and yeah. Yes, and
don't think about it. Listen, there'll be a day that they tell law enforcement to execute your children.
There will be a day when they tell law enforcement to execute your children.
Well, what about that child that was executed by law enforcement who had the toy gun? Remember that story? He got shot to death.
Oh yeah,
and that is happening.
What about Trayvon?
Yeah, he got executed.
So, law enforcement to execute your children right in front of you, and they'll do it
because they were ordered to.
What did the Nazis say? The Nuremberg trials.
They were They were just following orders.
That's right.
Hold on. I mean, this guy's voice. I mean, he sounds like
they're just following orders.
This is like a. Like a morph between like that Reverend Lovejoy and Al Gore. They were fallen orders. Who is this guy? Where do they dig this dude up?
We have Nazis. America has become a Nazi state. The deep state is a Nazi state.
Not the guys walking around with the tiki torches. Those are God-loving patriots.
Yes. You mean the guys with the tiki torches yelling out old Hitler?
He means
battle cries
like Obama and the liberals in the deep state aren't bending over and throwing their legs up in the air for Trump. Right.
Obama is Nazi as fuck, apparently.
The Daily Mail in London is reporting Mandalay Bay shooting hero, Jesus Campos, was pressured into giving his only interview to Ellen DeGeneres because the giant company that owns the Las Vegas casino feared he would spill the beans about the shooting timeline if he were grilled by real journalists.
What?
They're trying to spin this conspiracy bullshit.
Oh, okay. They think this guy, who is this guy?
He's the security guard that got shot in the hallway outside.
Right.
Right before the guy started shooting outside then.
Oh, okay.
Like they think
he's in on it?
He sped up the timeline. Oh, I've seen that, too. Yeah, that he's absolutely in. Yeah, he's part of the hit squad.
You're this guy. I'm like, I am not. I don't know.
And remember, he disappeared.
Yes.
For a few days, and they were losing their minds over that. And then he showed up on Ellen.
Right.
He did an interview with Ellen. Now, Rick Wiles is saying the only reason he's doing Ellen is because he's going to get softball questions so that he isn't spill the beans. Doesn't spill the beans about what the timeline.
I love these guys combining all these fucking conspiracy theories, all this just insane bullshit. But they can't say, oh, okay, climate change is real.
Right.
That, right. Based on science and facts, yeah. Is clear. They won't consider that. But, you know, this shit, no problem.
and Noah's Magic Zoo Boat.
Oh, that's right.
100% real.
They believe in all that bullshit.
That was a meme we put up
right
last week.
Zoo Boat.
Shared. That the same people who think that climate change is a hoax will swear that Noah's Magic Zoo Boat is 100% real.
And you know what? The only way to explain that is just stupidity. Just fucking ignorance.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumb.
Willful ignorance.
Dumb shitheads.
Feared he would spill the beans about the shooting timeline if he were grilled by real journalists. MGM is worried the families of the 58 people murdered, as well as the 546 injured in the Mandalay Bay massacre, will launch lawsuits potentially worth billions of dollars against the company, according to sources. And they thought Campos might not keep his story straight under the pressure of the TV lights and tough questioning.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes.
Oh my God. That guy in the background. Oh, God. Get Rick Wilde. Put more of his balls in your mouth if you can, please.
Yay. Yay.
Yay. That's why Campos, age 25, appeared on a daytime chat show hosted by a fast-talking dancing comedian. And let me add, a lesbian.
Because, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, what's wrong with you?
Let me add, a lesbian.
Open your eyes, Ryan. What do you mean?
Oh,
what's,
yeah.
What do you mean?
Wasn't him talking about Ellen, a fast-dancing, fast-talking, dancing comedian?
And her lips smell like crotch.
Sure. And by the way, fucking dickhead Rick Wiles, who the fuck do you think you are? I mean, really? He's denigrating Ellen. Ellen's on a national
mouthpiece of the Lord.
She's been a comedian forever. You know, you're nothing. What is Rick Wiles? Who is he? Where did he come from?
End times pastor and prolific author.
Oh, okay.
Frequent guest on the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rick, you're, I don't know. If someone asked me, how do you describe Rick Wiles? I think I might just go with human garbage.
Show hosted by a fast talking dancing comedian. And let me add, a lesbian, because this Nazi regime is a gay lesbian Nazi regime, just like the Nazis and Hitler.
It's a gay lesbian regime.
Didn't the Nazis, weren't they anti-gay? Weren't they? Didn't they?
He's come out with. We did this story
people?
Before one time too. That he swears that the Nazis were secretly really gay.
Oh yes,
because they can't conceive that white straight people.
Would ever do something.
Of course
like
not.
This.
So there had to be something evil about them. Obviously, they're fucking each other in the butt.
Yeah. I mean, what a fucking lunatic.
That's why Campos, age 25,
has great uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
The boots,
sure.
The leather boots.
Rick Wiles can't. He's like, she's gay, and here's the theory related to that. The gay regime, the
and,
gay movement.
By the way, a lesbian.
Oh, yes.
Bum, bum, bum.
God.
Of the TV lights and tough questioning.
That's right.
That is why Campos, age 25, appeared on a daytime chat show hosted by a fast-talking dancing comedian. And let me add, a lesbian. Because this Nazi regime is a gay lesbian Nazi regime, just like the Nazis and Hitler. Stay. Hitler was a bisexual.
Was he really?
The top Nazi leader.
Oh, it's a top. I thought you said he was a bisexual, a top Nazi, like as opposed
to. Oh, he
to
was
a
bisexual top. Yeah,
I bet Hitler was versatile. Don't you think?
I don't know. He was an artist.
Right, a top.
A bisexual.
I don't know what that means. By the way,
I don't either.
Because you're an artist, it means you've got to be versatile.
The Nazis and Hitler. Stay. Hitler was a bisexual. The
true.
Top Nazi leaders of the Nazi party were homosexuals. The Nazi takeover of Germany was a militant homosexual fascist takeover.
The Nazi takeover was a militant homosexual fascist takeover.
When these homophobes say shit like militant lesbian or militant gay, like what do they mean by militant? What does that mean to them? You know,
it means
what I mean?
they're violent and they throw you down and turn you gay and shit.
Where's the evidence in you that like where are the roving
none.
Bands of militant gay lesbians forcing people to you know, be all gay with him. Like, where is the evidence? When was he seeing this?
I think it might be hard to find.
Militant
just my
gay.
My personal opinion.
You guys, bananas. You're bananas.
Militant.
Like, Germany was a militant homosexual fascist takeover. That is what's taking place in America today.
It is actually illegal.
There you go.
I stand by my claim. Oops. That
God,
this,
stop. There
that,
we go.
Did that guy, did Aqualad there say, did he just say, it's actually illegal?
No, that was the start of the next clip.
Oh, okay.
It was auto-playing over it.
Good Lord,
right,
man.
Watch.
This is Rick Wiles.
On SoundCloud.
That he's crazy. He's the craziest one we play. You know, he really is nuts.
Really?
You know who's even more crazy? Is his sidekick. I mean, what's the point of being, is this guy trying to network to get his foot in the door of the right-wing nut job media establishment? You know?
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. God.
Right. Okay.
I'm a human, okay. And I'm coming.
You're right.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
This is
I like
one
to
clip.
Fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
Listen, you got to go to
that guy's crazy.
Go to our
I'm
Facebook
sorry,
or right, Google
right.
it. And nuts. You got to see the clip of him losing it that we played on Friday.
Oh,
about the demon trannies reading his words.
Yes.
The demon trannies reading to kids in schools and stuff like that. And he picks up the chair and throws it right as he's going to commercial.
It's real awesome.
I don't know if you're gonna allow this. I can't take it anymore.
You know, if you've ever picked up an office chair, it's an awkward thing to tote around.
They're
it's
heavy the general, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and the shape of it is odd.
Yeah.
But to pick it up and toss it over your news desk.
Toss.
Yeah, who knows?
We got a bail, ladies and germs. We'll be back here
Yay.
Tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Please leave us good reviews and share us. Share
right.
us on social media, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right.
If you want to help us out, buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble. Taste doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we're back again tomorrow. More of this bullshit,
yes.
Everybody.
Fuck you, Dennis Miller. What a piece of
shit. Right-wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution, tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.